Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are delving into the Word of God to take a look at prayer secrets of Bible characters. Today we want to look at the prayer secrets of Daniel. The book of Daniel is filled with fascinating insight into the life of a man of prayer. Daniel was renowned for his prayer life to the point that it cost him a night in the lion's den. And yet, there were secrets in his prayer life and in his communion with God that we can take hold of for our own lives. One example of Daniel's prayer life can be found in Daniel chapter 2. And here is a story where Daniel receives a much-needed answer to prayer. In chapter 2 of Daniel, starting at the first verse, it says, "Now in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. Then the king gave command to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, 'I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream.' Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic and said, 'O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation.' But the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, 'My decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made an ash heap. However, if you can tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation.' They answered again and said, 'Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will give its interpretation.' And the king answered and said, 'I know for certain that you would gain time, because you see that my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you. For you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give its interpretation.' The Chaldeans answered the king and said, 'There is not a man on earth who could tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things of any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. It is a difficult thing that the king requires, and there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh.' For this reason the king was angry and very furious, and he gave a command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went out, and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, 'Why is the decree from the king so urgent?' Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, 'Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons, and he removes kings and he raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what's in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might. You have made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand.'" Here Daniel was in a really tight spot, you could say. He and his three companions, better known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had been taken captive from the land of Israel to Babylon, but they were chosen from among the young men to serve in the king's court because it was observed that they were very bright, intelligent young men. But it was because the Spirit of God was upon them. Daniel prayed, asked for mercy from God, asked for God to tell him what the king's dream was and what its interpretation would be, so that their lives would be spared. And God answered by giving him the revelation in a night vision, or you could say in a dream. Here, Daniel was praising God for God's goodness. In verse 27, chapter 2, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head on your bed were these. As for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while you were on your bed about what would come to pass after this, and he who reveals secrets has made known to you what will be. But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me, because I have more wisdom than anyone living, but for our sakes who make known the interpretation to the king, that you may know the thoughts of your heart." And Daniel went on to describe the dream that the man had had, and then to give him the interpretation of that dream. One key prayer secret of Daniel is revealed here. Daniel was a humble man and did not take credit for the things that God would give to him. Here, Daniel asked God an amazing thing. "Tell me what this man dreamed, and then tell me what his dream meant." And God gave him the revelation of what King Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed when he had a night vision. Many people, when they receive things from God, whether it be insight, understanding, a revelation, or perhaps a vision or a dream of some spiritual significance, will become puffed up and proud, prideful that God has somehow given them some special gift. And yet the scriptures tell us that if we are one of God's sheep, that we can hear God's voice. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." This is to be the everyday experience of every single believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be able to hear God's voice. So if you have had these experiences, such as Daniel has had or others, perhaps not in that dramatic of a sense, and yet you've gotten revelation from the Lord, be careful you don't become proud. That's a sure way to ruin your prayer life and to cut off communication from God. Daniel was a very humble man, revealed here in his discussion with the king. He says, "But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living." And he goes on to say, "It was made known so that the king would know the thoughts of his heart." One of Daniel's prayer secrets was certainly the fact that he walked in humility. A second prayer secret of Daniel was that he was willing to pray at any cost. Daniel 6 tells the amazing story of Daniel being punished for violating a king's decree against praying to anybody but the king for 30 days. Some fellow governors in the king's court who were very jealous of Daniel and of his esteemed position before the king got the king by trickery to sign a decree that said if anybody prayed to anyone but the king for the next 30 days, they would be thrown into the den of lions. In verse 10 of chapter 6, Daniel had just found out that King Darius had signed that decree, and it says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And from there they went straight to the king to have Daniel thrown into that den of lions. One of Daniel's prayer secrets was that he was willing to pray at any cost. Today in our modern world, we may not face being thrown into a den of lions for praying to our God. The prayer at any cost is more of a cost of inconvenience, of personal sacrifice of time, and the like. Are you willing to pray at any cost, even if it means rising early in the morning before you have to leave for work, or praying through the night if the Spirit of God moves upon you to intercede for a situation or a person? God wants us to be a people that are willing to pray at any cost, at any sacrifice. It is that person that receives answers to prayer, as Daniel did. A third and outstanding characteristic or prayer secret of Daniel is found in Daniel chapter 9. And it's here where we find Daniel interceding for his nation. Daniel was willing to fast and pray, to set aside food, personal desires, to pray with sincerity for his nation. One of his secrets of intercession was that he was willing to confess the sins of his nation to the Lord and cry out for forgiveness for his country, even though he personally had not committed these sins of rebellion against God. Are you willing, like Daniel, to pray and intercede for your nation, to confess the sins of your nation, though you may not be personally involved, so that you might see answers come, revival come to your country? God desires that in the heart of an intercessor. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.